Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Hiller. 849 on 104.5 The Zone, the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. We were just talking about this song the other day. All righty, we'll get to take three in just a moment. Let's get to a phone call quickly first. Tony in Nolensville, good morning. You're on the Zone. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, man. Good show always, all the morning time.
Thank you.
Just a quick comment. For all the talking heads, all we heard Friday night and Saturday morning was 79% of the teams that win that first game go to Omaha. You never heard no one talking about the other 21%. Apparently, no one told Vanderbilt about that because they defied that 21% or the 79%. And, they did what they had to do. And I thought that hadn't really been brought up or discussed, the odds that they overcame in winning the next two games after losing the first one. Just wanted to throw it out there if y'all might want to touch on that a little bit. But, thanks for taking my call. Have a great day, guys.
Have a good one, Tony.
Listen, I'm all in on Vandy. I love what they did. But it's the best 2 out of 3 series. It's not like they came from, 0-3 or anything like that. So please, let's not get carried away about this.
I mean, Saturday was a do-or-die game, but you're right. I mean, they all was not lost with the game one loss to Duke.
You only mentioned 0-3 because of the 2004 comment earlier in the show.
I don't recall anything happening in 2004.
Hasn't there only been one team that's ever come back from down 0-3?
In baseball, yes.
In hockey, it's happened a few times.
But in baseball, it's only happened once ever.
I don't think it's ever happened in baseball.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that hasn't been vacated. Some things have been vacated, but that is not. All right, let's do it. Time now. Speaking of three, it's time for take three.
Now, the Wake Up Zone breaks down the issues from across the world of sports. This is take three.
All righty, here we go. I'll throw out the questions. You guys give me some answers. Take number one. Golden State can still win this thing, or Golden State is toast?
I'm going to say toast. Light toast, but I mean, it's just hard to totally discount them. But I find it hard to believe they're going to get off the mat and win two more. I just think it's too much. And I think Toronto still is the better team right now, top to bottom.
I think they're still in it. By the narrowest of margins, I think they're still in it.
I want to think they're toast, but I think they still have a chance as well. I think they're going to win game six. I don't know if they can win two more, but I think they can win one more. Take number two. We have seen Boston rack up some big goal totals in a couple of their wins in the Stanley Cup final series. How many goals will it take to win game seven? What will the winning number be? I'm saying three.
Yeah, I'm saying three, too. I think first team to three wins.
Therese, three.
All right. Don't think maybe two will get it done? Won't take more than three?
Maybe. But I think three definitely gets it done.
All right, let's go on to take three. Now we get to the more fun stuff. Mark called out Madison Square Garden earlier in the show, basically saying it was a total dump, even though it's been renovated and looks really nice. What is a sports venue you visited that you felt like just was way overrated? That looks cool on TV, but then you get there and it's like, oh man, this isn't so great.
Notre Dame.
Really? Like Notre Dame Stadium, the football stadium?
Yeah. A lot of magical things have happened there, but you walk in there and with all due respect, didn't blow me away.
It might be nicer now. They've done some renovation. Maybe it'll be better the next time you go.
Okay.
What do you got, Schaefer?
First of all, I have a quick story to add to that. Had a chance to take a tour of Notre Dame when I was in high school. No, I was not going to be going to Notre Dame. And I made the joke during that time, because Notre Dame was not very good at that moment. Instead of touchdown Jesus, I called it field goal Jesus. and the tour guide was not happy. Right. I was nearly excommunicated. Jacobs Field in Cleveland.
Son, how about you go get back on the bus?
Yeah.
I like the J.
Yeah. It's really good. Not much like Derek Jeter, not quite up to the hype. Not quite there.
Man.
But outstanding.
Well, as far as football stadiums go, there are a couple, but I would say that about Michigan Stadium.
Yes.
I think a lot of it was the time of day that I did a good sidelines for a Vandy Michigan game up there about 10 or more years ago. And it was an early game. It's like a noon start, and everybody wasn't really all that into it. And it was just kind of quiet. You know, for 100,000 people, it wasn't what you get out of some SEC place.
Actually, you know what? Let me take mine back. The stadium that really disappointed me when I went there for the first time, Neyland.
Really?
Like Neyland. Yeah, not a big fan.
The thing I think about is cool about Neyland is just how unbelievably big it is.
I mean, it's humongous, but it's,
it needs some work, and they'll be the first people to tell you that. They've been trying to get the money together.
Sanford Stadium, I don't think, is even that great.
Whoa, Sanford Stadium?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't think it's amazing.
Yeah, I think it may be my favorite.
Is it the goat for you?
It may be my favorite of all the SEC
all right.
places.
The Swamp is no great shakes.
Now, the Swamp, Yeah, it looks cooler on TV than it does. Especially when I get into it with the same security guard every time we go there. Look, man, I know I got a toe on the dotted line. I'm backing up. I'm not going to run on the field, okay? Same guy. And I look always, whenever I watch a game there on TV, I always look for that dude. Like, I see you down there on about the 15 yard line. The other one for me, Joe Louis Arena.
Yeah.
The Joe, it's like, oh man, I'm going to hockey town. This is going to be awesome. And then it's like, oh man.
By the way, that guard can see you on TV now.
Right. Yeah, thanks. All within a few miles of the Swamp. But like Joe Louis Arena, the seats reminded me of like one of those old movie theaters you go in where the floor is really sticky. You know, the seats have been there for a long, long time. That's kind of how I felt.
Or go to Fenway Park and go sit down the right field line.
Oh, man. There's
where the seats aren't even pointed at home plate.
Yeah, I've been there. There's some bad seats in that joint. Cool place, though.
The worst part of Fenway is the trough.
Wrigley Field used to have one of those,
the
too.
The trough was the worst. Come on.
Well, there are a few stadiums like that.
And that's horrible.
I mean, Wrigley Field has a trough.
That is horrible.
What difference does it make? You're only in there, you do your business, and you hit the road. No.
We're more sophisticated than that.
Not really.
Come on. We were talking about a big tree the other day.
Right, man.
But that was funny. Because I was picturing somebody doing that on Vanderbilt's campus. Right. That was funny.
Yeah, the guy that called in with a lack of trash cans. Apparently, wasn't the only show he called.
Somebody passed out in the trough. That's a totally different deal.
I saw somebody once, like, actually dive. The worst.
Yeah, I may have to go get some
locker charge.
I'm going to go get some hand sanitizer. All right, there's take three.